My name is Sarah, and I am a reject. I'm an only child, and when I was just 2 years old, my parents divorced. After the separation, my dad married a woman who had two children, both much older than me. Problem was, she never wanted another child. So after 10 years of women living in separate households because of me, they finally moved in together when I was 12. But after a few months of living there, I was finally kicked out because my stepmother couldn't stand the thought of me. I was hurt, confused at what I'd done to be rejected and kicked out. For I'd always tried to be the perfect child, focused my best in school, been vigilant to the rules, kind to everyone, everything. And yet, I was still not enough to compete with his wife and stepchildren. My dad and I still see each other regularly, but every time I see him, I'm rejected all over again. I kept expecting him to choose me over them for once, to make some big gesture, for external circumstances to change. But that never happened. And every time I see him, my hope is crushed all over again. Every single time. I went into a severe depression at that point, as well as developed a crippling fear of rejection that would prevent me from getting close to anyone or even making friends for years. But this isn't a sad story. This is a story that will describe how I am learning to accept the constant rejection. Because one of my biggest epiphanies in life was realizing although I can't change my external situation, I could change internally. So I changed my perception. As humans, we tend to focus on those who don't want us, instead of those who do. Whereas my dad counted as 100 people, my mom, who loved me with all of her heart, only counted as one. So I'm switching those numbers around, and learning to be grateful for the things I do have. Next, I set boundaries. Or rules, in other words. Ever since my childhood, I've always yearned for control over my situation. And by setting boundaries, I get that control. My four rules were that we were to keep the conversation superficial, I was not to see the house they kicked me out of, and I was not to see my stepmom. Lastly, much to my dismay, I decided I had to forgive them. For me. What brought me to this conclusion was learning that my stepmom's stepmom had kicked her out, and before that, my stepmom's stepmom's stepmom kicked her out. It was a never-ending cycle, and I set out to discover why this was happening. And the answer was shocking. Unlike me, they hadn't sought help, and instead ignored the problem while their resentment built and built. They had never forgiven those who had wronged them, and therefore became the very person they hated the most. Now, forgiveness is a long process. It takes time. Plus, I had to get over the fact that my dad wasn't sorry, and he would keep repeating the same actions over and over again. But the definition of forgiveness is to stop feeling angry or resentful towards someone for an offense, not to agree with what they're doing. So in the end of the day, I don't have to tell them I forgive them, I just know to my heart. Because forgiveness isn't for them, it's for me.